answers. Cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to my home on high, I'll walk them golden stairs. When I die, when I die, oh Lord, you know I can hardly wait to reach that sweet bye, 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 bye. But now I see those pearly gates, I'll walk them golden stairs. When I die, when I die, well, I'm gonna walk, we'll walk them golden stairs. Cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to my home on high, I'll walk them golden stairs. When I die, when I die, when Jesus says to me, well done, and all my cares are laid by, I'll lay down my sword, my battles are won, I'll walk them golden stairs. When I die, when I die, well, I'm gonna walk, I'll walk them golden stairs. Cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to my home on high, well, I'll walk them golden stairs. When I die, when I die, well, I'm gonna walk, we'll walk them golden stairs. Cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to my home on high, I'll walk them golden stairs. When I die, when I die. I said older women alone, they understand.
Hi folks, this is Ronnie McDowell, singer of Older Women, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here on the Way Back Country Jamboree.
I've been around some, I've been around, have discovered that older women know just how to please a man.
But yes, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we are back here on the Way Back Country Jamboree. We're just sitting on the other side of 9 o'clock hour. That means we have two more great hours of country classics for y'all next, as well as rock and roll classics by the king of rock and roll, Elvis Presley. I'd also just like to remind y'all that this is the Way Back Country Jamboree. I'm your host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlock, and we're coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios located in Cornwall, Ontario, and also being carried over historic CFRC 1019 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. Now, as I welcome you all to the second hour, 9 o'clock here this morning, I would like to play a double feature of another man who would have celebrated his 99th birthday today, the 12th of January, none other than the Cherokee cowboy, Ray Price, who, yes, would have turned 99 years young today, born down there in Texas, and sadly passing away in 2013. Now, when people ask me who my all-time favorite singer in country music is, next to Hank Snow, I would have to say Ray Price. And of course, Kitty Wells is in the top three as well. With that, we would like to pay tribute to Ray Price this morning and his all-time classic twin fiddle songs of the 50s with My Shoes Keep Walking Back to You, and then we'll hear Heartaches by the Number. With that, I would like to say good morning to all my listeners out there in the listening area, especially in downtown Kingston and listening area. Welcome in, friends, and happy birthday up there in heaven, Ray. We still miss you. And your kind of music as well. We sure could use it in today's world.
Keep reaching for you, my I wish I had you back again, for nothing else means half as much as you.
Yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed those classics by none other than the Cherokee Cowboy, Ray Price, who, yes, would have turned 99 years young today. Now, it's once again time to welcome y'all back into the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show, as well as a very special member of our morning team, our beloved furry mascot and co-hostess, Simbush the Wonder Husky. As we welcome Lil Simbush to the program this morning, I would like to celebrate her collection of classics by Elvis this morning. First, we'll hear from a classic called Good Luck Charm. Then we'll follow with Return to Sender. We'll then hear from Teddy Bear. And we'll wrap up this selection of Simbush's top favorites this morning with another all-time classic that was used in one of the movies that Elvis made back in 1960 titled G.I. Blues. And it was off of that soundtrack titled Wooden Heart. And the language he uses in this, I understand, is German. So with that, here is our tribute to Elvis Presley, and thank you, Simbush, for your contribution to today's program. Welcome in, friends, and good morning to all my listeners.
Want your kiss, cause I just can't miss with a good luck charm like you. Come on and be my little good luck charm, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charm hanging on my arm. A to have, a to have, a to hope, a to hope, a tonight. Don't want a silver dollar, rabbit's foot on a string, the happiness and your warm caress no rabbit's foot can bring. Come on and be my little good luck charmer, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charmer hanging on my arm, to have, to have, to hope, to hope tonight. Tonight. If I found a lucky penny, I'd toss it across the bay. Your love is worth all the gold on earth, no wonder that I say. Come on and be my little good luck charmer, you sweet delight. I want a good luck charmer hanging on my arm, a to have, a to have, a to hope, a to hope, a tonight.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're writing on it,
return to sender, address unknown, such number, no such zone. Return the sender, return the sender, return the sender, return the sender.
Oh, baby, they let me be your love and teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, teddy bear. I don't wanna be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But as I wanna be your teddy bear, put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't wanna be your tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't wanna be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Just wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be your teddy bear.
Can't you see I love you? Please don't break my heart in two. That's not hard to do, cause I don't have a wooden heart. And if you say goodbye, then I know that I would cry. Maybe I would die, cause I don't have a wooden heart. There's no strings upon this love of mine. It was always you from the start. Treat me nice, treat me good, treat me like you really should. Cause I'm not made of wood and I don't have a wooden heart. Moose den, zum Städtelehinhaus, Städtelehinhaus, und du, mein Schatz, bleibst hier. Muss ich denn, zum Städtelehinhaus, Städtelehinhaus, und du, mein Schatz, bleibst hier. There's no strings upon this love of mine. It was always you from the start. Sei mir gut, wie du wirklich sollst, wie du wirklich sollst, cause I don't have a wooden heart.
In California, so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine.
Hi, this is Dina Martin, daughter of Dean Martin, and you are listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back Country Jamboree.
When they ask, who's a fool in the corner crying, I say, a little old wine drinker.
Now, following some Bush's top favorites, we're once again back here on the Way Back Country Jamboree Morning Show, and it's once again time to remember the pioneers of Canadian country music in the segment I've always called the Great Canadian Northern Gems by even greater Canadian Northern Legends. With that shared, I would like to salute the Rocky Mountains of Alberta this morning with a collection of Alberta-themed songs. First will be Alberta Skyline, going out to our dear friend in Niagara Falls, Bob Gardner, and it's going to be Dick Dameron, man who Bob was very close to over the years. Then we'll follow with Stom and Tom Connors and a song also going out to John and Kathy up there in Guelph today. It'll be Alberta Rose by the King of Canadian Country Music, Stom and Tom Connors. Then we'll wrap up this selection of gems on this Canadian salute to the gems of Canadian country music with the father of country music in Canada, Guelph Carter, and a later recording from 1978 titled Walking the Streets of Calgary. With that, I would like to say good morning to all my listeners, especially those out west. Welcome in, friends.
I've been hooked on California sunshine. I've been high on party dolls and wine. Home sweet home was anywhere I found it. Now Alberta's hanging heavy on my mind. And I'm heading for that old Alberta skyline. Lord, you know it's been a long, long time since I saw her smile, felt her arms around me in the shelter of that old Alberta skyline. Lord, if I could hear the morning laughter, feel Alberta's sunshine in my soul, wake up to a brand new country morning, find a way to make good times roll. I'm heading for that old Alberta skyline. Lord, you know it's been a long, long time since I saw her smile, felt her arms around me in the shelter of that old Alberta skyline. Can't afford no 747. Just let this lonesome highway take me home. I can see that old Alberta skyline. Feel that Rocky Mountain sunshine in my soul. And I'm heading for that old Alberta skyline. Lord, you know it's been a long, long time since I saw her smile and felt her arms around me in the shelter of that old Alberta skyline. Since I saw her smile and felt her arms around me in the shelter of that old Alberta skyline.
To me, every time I play my old guitar, a melody, a song. And Rose, I know you're waiting out Alberta way for me to come back home and settle down. Alberta Rose, I miss you. The ranch, the rolling foothills far away, and the songs of old Alberta, I sing them every day. Rose, I'm coming home to stay. Alberta lures my soul on the westerlies that whisper in my window. You're home alone and waiting for that sunny day. Well, darling, tell your heart I'm on my way. Alberta Rose, I miss you. The ranch, the foothills far away, and the songs songs of old Alberta, I sing them every day. Rose, I'm coming home to stay. Alberta Rose, I miss you. The ranch, the rolling foothills far away, and the songs of old Alberta, I sing them every day. Rose, I'm coming home to stay. Rose, I'm coming home to stay. Rose, I'm coming home to stay.
You'll never see more white or snow in a lifetime like you do on the streets of Calgary in a winter time. Frost on the trees is a picture to see in the sunshine. Walk in the streets of Calgary in a winter time. And when the snow is gone, summer's on its way. Everybody enjoying the sun and having a happy day. Oh, you'll never see more greener trees in a lifetime like you do on the streets of Calgary in the summertime. Skies are blue, flowers smile at you in the sunshine. Walk in the streets of Calgary in the summertime. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Walk in the streets of Calgary in the wintertime. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Walk in the streets of Calgary in the summertime. Walking down the avenue, driving up the street, people going everywhere, greeting everyone they meet. Oh, you'll never see more beautiful people in a lifetime like you do on the streets of Calgary just any old time. Happy faces smile at you in the sunshine. A walk in the streets of Calgary just any old time. Walk in the streets of Calgary just any old time. Walk in the streets of Calgary just any old time.
In the blue Canadian Rockies.
Hi friends, this is Stu Phillips, and you're listening to Way Back Country Jamboree with your host Johnny Woodlock on CFRC Kingston, Ontario.
For the blue Canadian Rockies and the one I love so true.
Well, yes, I do hope y'all enjoyed those classic Canadian Northern gems by even greater Canadian Northern legends. And as I welcome Little Gunny the Dachshund once again to our program, with her top selection of country-fied songs by Elvis Presley, it is going to be a collection of, yes, country favorites by none other than the King of Rock and Roll, who was also no stranger to the country music sound over the years, having recorded many of his own versions of the country standards. First of all, we're going to hear from an all-time classic version of Snowbird. Then we'll follow with There Goes My Everything. And we'll wrap up this selection with hearing the classic Early Morning Rain, which was written by Canada's own Gordon Lightfoot. With that, I would also like to thank Gunny for her great contribution to today's program and say good morning to the little girl. Welcome in, friends.
Beneath this snowy mantle, cold and clean, the unborn grass lies waiting for its cold to turn to green. The small bird sings a song he always sings and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. Anything that it would tell me, that's a thing that I would do. But now I feel such emptiness within. For the thing that I want most in life's a thing that I can't win. Spread your tiny wings and fly away. And take the snow back with you where it came from all that day. The one I love forever is untrue. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. The breeze along the river seems to say that she'll only break my heart again should I decide to stay. So little snowbird, take me with you when you go to that land of gentle breezes where the peaceful waters flow. Spread your tiny wings and fly away. And take the snow back with you where it came from on that day. The one I love forever is untrue. And if I could, you know that I would fly away with you. Yeah, if I could, you know that I would fly. Steps slowly walking as they gently walk across a lonely floor, and a voice is softly saying, darling, this will be goodbye forevermore. Shattered by the closing of the door. Well, there goes my reason for living. Oh, there goes the one of my dreams. Well, there goes my oh, there goes my
soul. And the early morning rain, with no place to go. Out on runway number 9, big 707 set to go. But I'm out here on the grass, where the pavement never grows, where the liquor tasted good and the women all were fast. There she goes, my friend, she's rolling out at last. Hear the mighty engines roll, see the silver wing on high. She's waving a sweet bow. Far above the clouds she flies, where the morning rain don't fall and the sun always shines. She'll be flying over my home in about 3 hours' time. This old airport's got me down. It's no earthly good to me, 'cause I'm stuck here on the ground, cold and drunk as I might be. Can't jump a jet plane, like you can a freight train. So I best be on my way in the early morning rain. So I best be on my way in the early morning. So I best be on my way.
This has been the Crash Craddock, and you're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock, on the Way Back Country Jamboree right here on CFRC.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's reached that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor onto the Way Back Country Jamboree Morning Show. As mentioned during the first hour, this visit was from 2023 with the legendary Jimmy Rogers Snow, Reverend and Minister of Nashville, Tennessee, who is also the beloved son of Hank Snow, who will forever be the unsung hero of the Elvis Presley story. Having discovered Elvis back in the 1950s, then getting involved with the con man who was Colonel Tom Parker, in my opinion. With that, let's hear the good Reverend Jimmy Rogers Snow explain how all this happened in this bit of interview from 2023. Following this, we will hear an all-time classic by Elvis Presley himself and Heartbreak Hotel. With that, here is Jimmy Rogers Snow.
And the thing that they mentioned about my father, which I thought was unfair, was they were making him look like a prude and that he was jealous of Elvis. Well, anybody can be jealous of Elvis because he was unreal.
Yes.
And had him cursing and doing things like that. And I want you to know something, Johnny. Elvis was 1 year older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I rode in the car with him all during these months that we traveled together. And I worked with him on shows with the Parker, with a lot of other people, from 1955, February, all the way up until the last time I saw him was January of 1958, when I went over and spent 2 weeks at Graceland with him. So I had an opportunity to watch the guy, riding in the car with him, being around him all the time, and on some occasions actually shared the motel rooms that we all stayed in with him.
Yes.
We were single, we were friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm here to tell you, I never heard Elvis use language.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw him drink, never saw him take drugs. I never saw Elvis smoke. He carried this cigarillo, which was a like a little small cigar with a wooden end on it, round in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But I never saw him light.
Okay.
So I didn't see the man smoke. And I did all that stuff.
Okay.
He didn't do it. And so I feel like the movie missed it there. They made him out as a person that didn't know how to handle himself. Now, I can tell you that I did not see that during those years. Now, whether he did all that later in his life, like the news and everything else, the magazine said he did, I can't speak for him. I don't know.
For sure, for sure.
But my last time to see him was 58, and we would run around during the nighttime and sleep during the day.
Yes.
And it was in his house at Graceland when I got ready. When I was there with him during this 2 weeks, I can tell you up front that we had the best time. We'd run around all night. We'd go roller skating for the night. We'd go to the movie theater and watch films, sometimes his films and things. And he was now really coming up the ladder and doing well. Mm-hmm. And I never saw any of these things. I never heard his mother use language like she did in the movie.
Okay.
And I, you know, that kind of disappointed me tremendously.
Yes.
And not him, but in the fact that Hollywood didn't have to do that. My dad was not a prude. He did not mistreat, act that way towards Elvis.
No, exactly.
Anything, the opposite.
If I may say, I think Colonel Tom Parker took advantage of your father.
He did.
Yes.
Actually cheated Dad out of 50% of Elvis.
Exactly, yes.
If you heard the story on how he did that, after having my father, he actually, when it came time for Elvis to sign contracts with RCA Victor and with the what was supposed to have been Jamboree Attractions, Parker's outfit, and Hank Snow Enterprises, my dad's outfit, which he was a 50% owner of Jamboree Attractions. And my dad wound up catching where he was cheating my father on these shows, because they were supposed to put up the money together, 50-50 each,
yes,
on all the big concerts we were doing. And you wouldn't believe it, but he had been kind of working on the books and things of that sort. Cheating Dad. He was good at it, boy. He was
for sure.
It was all a wrap.
Yes.
And so he took it to his lawyers and had them investigate, and they told my father that they felt like he needed to break loose from him.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought that he was being cheated. And so my dad then got to the place where he had people that, you know, that do that, accountants,
look
over all of the bills and everything, and found out that he had been pocketing money for all these times.
I see.
And so Dad called him on the phone. Now, you got to remember now, Dad's the one that really got him on RCA Victor Records.
That's for sure. Parker. For sure, yes.
One that said, okay, let's put him on our shows. And he traveled with us all those months. Mm-hmm. Why? Very simple. Because they weren't sure whether they were going to let Elvis sign with Hank Snow Enterprises and Jamboree Attractions. So what Dad's idea was, let's let him go on tours with us for a few months.
Yeah.
And if he likes it and everything's okay, then you know, we'll ask him then. And being under 21 years of age, he couldn't sign the contract anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's his father and dad that had to sign the contract. They liked my father. They did not like Parker. That's why they were holding out.
Exactly. Yes.
So when Elvis finally said, yes, I want to sign, and I want to be part of it, Parker then had a meeting at the Peabody Hotel there in Memphis. But RCA came in, Bob Neal came in, Phillips that owned the Sun Record Company, he was there. All of these people had to receive money and get to signing contracts that they would relinquish their hold on Elvis Presley for the what was supposed to have been Jamboree Attractions, Hank Snow Enterprises.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Parker, he had enough sense to know of the possibility that they, the parents of Elvis Presley, may not sign. Now, you got to remember this now.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, Elvis was not popular all over the United States and Canada yet.
For sure, yes.
That took place in 57 with Heartbreak Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So he was not popular in those years.
He was just an up-and-comer at the time.
Exactly. So the purpose was to bring Elvis on tours with us and with other people that were on the show to give him some publicity and to see how he does. And, of course, he was a showstopper. There's no doubt about that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so Dad would let Elvis close the show. And during the intermission, Dad would close the first half, and Elvis would close the second half. And that's where they came up with this garbage that they were saying that Dad became jealous of him.
Yes.
And they actually, Dad and all the bands and everything got together. We all were there whenever they made the decision. When Dad came to him and said, Elvis, you know, you're doing so good, and you're getting encore after encore, and they don't want to let you off. And we're delighted about that, because why? Dad saw dollar signs.
Yes, okay.
So Dad turned around and he said, why don't you close the entire show? You can stay on the stage as long as you want to, and I'll close the first act.
Yes.
Well, that was a big jump for Elvis, so he jumped it back. He liked that. And, of course, that's where they come up with that idea. But do you know that Elvis used to come to my father when he'd come to Nashville, which he did that several times a year?
Mm-hmm.
He'd call me. We'd go motorcycle riding because they didn't know who he was. He was only popular in about six states in the southeast here, and Texas being one of them, part of Oklahoma, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, things like that. He was considered a country singer. He was on the Louisiana Hayride in Shreveport
for sure
for a long time.
Yeah.
They're singers. And things along that line. Dad was the one that put him on the Grand Ole Opry in November 1954. I was there that night. I got a picture made with him.
Yes.
And he bombed. People didn't understand his style of singing at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was considered, when things begin to move in his behalf, then they changed it to rockabilly.
Yes,
hillbilly
okay.
music was called back then.
Yes.
So then later on, from rockabilly to country music. And Elvis, you know, then split off from everything and tied all genres of music together, which is the thing that made him king of rock and roll.
For sure.
And he was a sensation. I mean, all of us would stand on the wings of every stage and watch this young man perform.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and all of us thought the world of him. And he thought the world of my dad. He would come into the city, he would, you know, sit in the office with Dad and ask him for advice on certain things, certain deals he was doing, and he would answer to my father. So that does not sound like a man that thought, you know, my father was a prude and,
exactly.
and all of that.
That's for sure.
His parents loved mm-hmm. my father.
Yes.
And Dad thought the world of him. And I have a letter, Johnny, that I could read you. Maybe I can send you a copy of it.
Okay.
You can read it yourself.
Sure.
Dad is literally writing down how, what he thought of Elvis and what Elvis thought of him years ago letter.
Yes.
A years ago letter.
Nice.
Showing, you know, what his attitude was towards Elvis.
Okay.
And things along that line. So, you know, and then my career, I did the Lawrence Welk TV show in 57. It opened up doors for me to do other major TV programs.
Yes.
I renew my contract with RCA again. My dad spends all this time talking to the parents and to Elvis, you know, telling them how great Parker was, that they ought to reconsider and have him sign, mm-hmm. not knowing that he had an extra contract
yeah.
that would make him total
sure.
man in control of Elvis.
Yeah, for
That's
sure.
That's how it popped out when he had him audited.
Yeah.
And they split up, and Dad asked him, he said, well, Parker, where's my share of Elvis' contract? He said, you don't have any part of Elvis' contract. I am his personal manager. And that's when Dad found out for sure.
Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And, you know, the news media drove him nuts. Well, why did y'all break up, and why this? Why didn't you sue Parker and all this? Dad said, well, you know, I'm the number one country music singer in the world right now.
Yeah.
I'm winning awards. I'm doing well. I couldn't ask for anything better. I would have to be in court over and over and over because
and
Elvis
there,
was such a...
And there goes and his career. Yeah, because
yeah,
of the time.
Yeah, he didn't want to waste time with all that garbage.
Exactly.
So he said, one day I'll write about it in the book.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel. I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's all always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. Be so, I'll make you so lonely, baby. I'll make you so lonely. I'll make you so lonely, I'll make you die. Keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street, they'll never, never look back. And think you're so, think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely, well, they're so lonely, and they could die. Well, if your baby leaves you, you've got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down the street to Heartbreak Hotel, where you will be. You're so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely, you could die. So lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
Now, I do hope y'all enjoyed that interview with our dear friend Jimmy Roger Snow. Now, before we close this out of the second hour here this morning on the Way Back Country Jamboree, I would like to pass along the sad news that Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary passed away this past Tuesday at the age of 86. With that mentioned, I would like to remember Peter Yarrow, who I had contact with over the years, this morning with one of the most beloved songs that he ever recorded and also helped write, and that was the classic Puff the Magic Dragon. With that, I will be back following this. Send us all into the third and final hour. Good morning, friends.
Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei. A dragon lives forever, but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane. without his lifelong friend. Puff could not be brave, so Puff, that mighty dragon, sadly slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. The magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we find ourselves at the end of the second hour of the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show. I would like to play us up into the third and final hour of this morning's program with a couple of sacred gospel hymns. First will be Ray Price, the Cherokee Cowboy, who would have celebrated his 99th birthday today, the 12th of January. And from Ray will be The Old Rugged Cross. Then we'll play Elvis Presley once again, an all-time favorite from him titled In the Garden. And also, these are going out in loving memory of my late father, who passed away 2 years ago yesterday. With that, I'd like to welcome y'all in.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, an emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross for the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. To the old rugged cross I will ever be true. Its shame and reproach gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a. Still on the roses and